Hi, welcome to Digital Explain to My Mom, the podcast that cuts through the marketing wow. My name is Sultan Simlali. I'm a business consultant passionate about marketing and technology. A couple of months ago, I had a hard time explaining to my mom what I was doing in my day job. I struggled so much that she politely said, interesting. Would you like more coffee? Talking about an experience with friends and colleagues, I realized that I was not alone. This is why I have decided to go on a quest. Find a marketing professional that will be able to tell me who they are, what they do, in words my mom would understand. Enjoy the show. Today I'm meeting William Corbin, managing partner at Intuaction. Intuaction solves complex digital innovation topics for large international companies in the areas of marketing, sales, and service. And they play a role in both digital transformation and digital operations. And they provide services such as campaign management, customer journey enablement, deployment and adoption of technology, marketing automation, data quality improvement, and so on. What makes them unique, in my view, is the way they have a structured approach across the entire value chain, but also across capability aspects when we talk about people, process, information, and technology. And they try to connect marketing and technology through digital by going from the strategic goals to daily operation activities, and they really structure everything digital. They work with a lot of companies such as Philips, ExxonMobil, Friesland Campina. I remember meeting Willem about 5 years ago during the Adobe Summit in London. He was giving a presentation together with Philips with the Happy Little Clouds. I think we'll get back on that. But
It has been a while.
So, good afternoon, Willem.
Good afternoon, Sultan. Good to have you here.
Good to have you here. So, first of all, who are you?
Yeah. My name is Willem Corbijn. Yeah. I'm 39 years old. I have a background in business engineering. Had my own company in digital for 6 years. But after that, I wanted to expand my horizon and move into consultancy. Mm-hmm. With a few steps in between, I'm now working for Intuaction for 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long journey. And you recently became the head of the office in Utrecht?
Yes, yeah, correct. We started this unit April 1st. Mm-hmm. And since that time, I'm now leading this unit and making this a success. We were looking for growth, mm-hmm. geographical growth, and also for having a new place to accommodate our professionals and work as a team from here.
Okay. Yeah, so for the people that don't know the Netherlands, you guys were located in Eindhoven, yep. which is more the south east of the Netherlands, and Utrecht is more central, so I guess it gives you better access to customers in yeah. Amsterdam and Rotterdam.
Yeah, and professionals. Yeah.
And professionals. Oh, that's great. So, what are your passions? What's driving you?
Yeah, of course, family on one. I have a wife and 3 kids. I really love them. They're 5, 8, and 9 now, so great age. really love doing things with them. Mm-hmm. But next to that, I'm a DIY enthusiast. Love working on my house, but also on my Land Rover Defender, doing mechanical things on it, but also driving it through mud and enjoying that. enjoying it with friends, typically when I go to club days where we really go into deep mud, mm-hmm. but also with the kids, they love driving it with it and having fun together.
You let them drive it?
Next to me. Just to be sure. Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, also work. I'm very passionate about work and I love doing it.
So, I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to meet you and interview, because from the beginning I also saw how passionate you are about what you do, and you are a happy nerd, if I can say it like this.
I take it as a compliment.
So what does your current role include and what do you like about it?
Yeah. So what I like about my job is that I'm able to move our company forward by acting in all primary processes that we have. So it's working with our customers and developing value for them, but also business for us. Mm-hmm. Also from a people perspective, finding new colleagues and working with them to have challenging assignments. And last but least, growing our position as a digital specialist. So combining those three and being able to do that from my role is really what makes me get up every morning.
Wow. Okay. And then I guess it's not that easy, otherwise you would get bored. So what are the challenges you have?
Yeah. Okay. So I think if I look at two of the processes that I mentioned, so it's business development and people, mm-hmm. then for me, those are two sinuses that seem to be out of sync. In times where business is going strong, mm-hmm. You typically see that it's hard to find the right people. And the other way around, if it's a recruitment market, so to say, then business is typically a bit less good. So it's a universal challenge, also meaning that you can anticipate on it. And I like doing that. So it's really about looking ahead and at the same time, not overlooking what you're working on now. So it's either the business or the people that you will need in the next phase.
Yeah.
So delivering up to promise and if possible beyond that is always very important. But I think that's the main challenge, balancing those two.
Okay. Because the way you work with customers is that you deliver people to work on projects.
Yeah, I would say indeed it's a people business. And we select people with the right DNA and in the end they are delivering the value to the customers. Mm-hmm. But as Interaction, I would say that we deliver more than people. We mm-hmm. really work with our customers and we look at what it needs to be done mm-hmm. in a certain period of time. And it's the people doing it, but we take that challenge as a company mm-hmm. And we deliver value as a company. And then I think that brings value to our customers, but also to our colleagues, because it's not that we're just putting them in the outside world and not looking at it. We are working on the assignment together. Mm-hmm. But I think in the end, it's a great mix between consultancy and really hiring people to them. Mm-hmm. We are part of the customer organization, mm-hmm. but also add value from an Interaction perspective. And that really seems to work.
Okay. And you mentioned the word DNA that triggered me. So so what is the DNA you are looking for?
In Interaction, we are our business professionals that you would typically call consultants. We call them business engineers. It's people that know and feel the business, but at the same time are a bit of an engineer as well. They want to understand what is happening. They want to see it work. They want to be part of that. And that combination of understanding the business and understanding the technology mm-hmm. is what we feel makes digital tick. And we are looking for people that can combine that and can bridge that gap, if you will, between business and technology. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we really look for in the DNA.
Okay. So what would be a good example of a success you have achieved then with a customer or when you...
Yeah, interesting. There are a lot.
I'm sure.
You named one of the presentations that we did together with one of our customers, Philips. Mm-hmm. I think in the case of Philips and later Philips Lighting and Signify, we really have a partnership that goes long back and we are able to look ahead together. And for me, it's a success how we can contribute to that organization on different levels and mm-hmm. from different competencies, really allowing us to bring synergy.
Okay.
So that's, very proud of that.
Yeah. I think the trader of the class, I could not find back the name, was Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, yeah.
Can you explain what the story was?
We did a story on A-B testing mm-hmm. and how Philips and we introduced that new capability in the Philips organization, and indeed it was 5 years ago, so mm-hmm. there weren't that many examples yet. And mm-hmm. In that presentation, we wanted to share with the audience how you can start making your A-B testing capability work. Mm-hmm. And we used the metaphor of Bob Ross, because Bob Ross was starting with his canvas mm-hmm. and then he was doing the trees and then he was doing his happy little clouds. Mm-hmm. And in those steps, we explained as a metaphor how A-B testing requires a good solid setup as your canvas.
Yeah.
And then you need to find your trees. And what are your trees as a first step? And then you need to do the little things like the happy little clouds to really make it a success, mm-hmm. but recognize that as three stages. So it was the Bob Ross metaphor. And another thing that we really got feedback on from the presentation was the scale of happiness. Because it's not just a success story. In that track, you will find also that you did assumptions that were different. You make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the great things from that presentation was that we were able to share our mistakes for others to learn from.
Yeah.
And there was balance in the success story.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I still recognize that presentation. It was really nice.
Yeah. It really stuck with me. I didn't know Bob Ross back then. So then I heard about Bob Ross and I saw the presentation and I said, okay, I need to look into Bob Ross. And I really loved it. I was like, oh my God, I can paint as well. So besides Bob Ross, where else do you find inspiration?
Yeah, I think that would be from the short feedback cycles that I find in my work,
mm-hmm.
Both from a customer perspective and from a colleague perspective. Mm-hmm. We really work close to our customers. And from that, we can interact with them and we get feedback on how we're contributing or what is needed or new insights. And, mm-hmm. and I think that is very important and gives me energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can improve and learn all the time.
Yeah, especially if you talk about personalization, A/B testing, and so on. You need to have that mindset as well in the way you work.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. So the podcast is called Digital Explain to My Mom.
Haven't met her yet.
Well, I hope you will. She makes great pancakes.
And, okay.
They're so good. But I'm digressing. So does your mom know what you do? And if you were to explain your role to your mom, how would you do it?
Yeah. Well, I think in the end, it's more that she knows how I'm doing my job than what I'm doing. I think she mostly recognizes the passion when I tell about my work. And she sees me completing stuff when they are over for a visit. So I think that's what she mostly knows about my work, that I'm doing it with passion and all the time. But if I would have to explain, I would say that, and I think you did a great introduction, but explaining it to my mom, I think I would say that we help companies to organize for what digital is bringing to them on one end, but also asking from them on the other. Organizing yourself as a company goes, in that case, beyond buying technology and releasing that. We feel that it's important to start from the business activities and really find how they are either impacted or supported from the new things and how that is translated into change or of processes or configuration of solutions. The change needs to be at one end, one of both. And what we do is understanding the specialty and business of our customers mm-hmm. and working from there and combining that with our knowledge of digital to become to really come to balanced solutions in digital.
Okay. I'm a Philips customer. I have specific expectations. Philips has specific business goals. And your role then is to help translate that and help them use digital.
For example, help them to the marketeers within Philips are actually our customers.
Yeah,
and they want to do campaigns on a daily basis.
Yeah,
and what we do, for example, in content management is understand the process of new product introduction
mm-hmm.
and make sure that those processes are facilitated with technology
mm-hmm.
that do not interrupt the processes in the business and actually help the business processes to get those new products to the market.
Okay.
And we look at how technology can be configured to support that process. But I think the most important part is that we look at deployment and adoption of those systems.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just switching on the button of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about making sure that it's integrated in the way of working.
Yeah.
And that's how we do that.
Yeah, it's true. And I'm seeing that a lot with customers where there's always a lot of excitement for a new introduction of new technology in a company, but then there's always the risk that no one is using it or just a couple of people somewhere in the basement. Well, it has the power to transform the whole organization.
Yeah, and if you put it that way, I think that we contribute in three phases. Mm-hmm. We look at how does this how is this going to fit in the organization, the digital consultancy? Mm-hmm. How are we going to translate this new way of working to the existing processes, the deployments? Mm-hmm. And very important, how are we going to realize business cases that were made when these solutions or changes were chosen? Mm-hmm. And how are we going to operate or drive the new capability? And I think those three phases really make the circle go round and help you to transform and to make money from what digital has to bring.
Oh, so your mom must be proud.
I think she is.
So imagine you meet someone who just either finished studies or struggling with his studies. What would be the advice you would give them?
Yeah, good question. Interesting one. I would say get to know the nuts and bolts of digital via the roles directly in the field. Really use that perspective to understand processes, stakes, dynamics, technology, and take your time to work in that. And from that understanding, I think you can start acting from a certain authority. And that can happen quite fast. You don't have to have years and years of experience. Just make it practical. Mm-hmm. And from that authority, you can then start acting from it. And I think from there, keep learning, have fun. In the end, it will show. And then career growth will follow, most certainly.
Yeah. So you don't need to be... You don't need to have a title to be a leader. You can be a leader just
by... Indeed. Yeah, you don't need a title. You don't need to be a consultant.
Yeah.
Have fun. Be good in what you do and really know about what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strong advice. I wish I had it like 20 years ago.
It wouldn't have sounded the same, I think.
Yeah. Is there anything exciting happening with you for the moment or something coming up that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. I know that our approach is recognized and we're actually quite successful at the moment, really proud about it. And this also means that we're expanding. So yeah, if you're interested, if anybody is interested in a career in digital and wants to join us, look at our website, contact me directly. We're growing and we're looking for new enthusiastic people to join the team. So they are very welcome.
Okay. And we know the kind of DNA you look for. So what's your website?
www.intoaction.nl. We also have an English version and you will find it on the website.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Willem.
Very welcome.
It was a great interview. It was great meeting you. And I wish you a lot of luck with growing the Utrecht location.
Thank you very much. And you with your podcast. It was great talking to you as always.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Digital Explained to My Mom, the podcast that cuts through the marketing wah-wah. If you like the podcast, please rate it with 5 stars on iTunes or the podcasting app you use. Remember that sharing is caring, so feel free to share with your friends and colleagues. You will find the show notes on our website, digitalexplainedtomymom.com. I'm looking forward for your feedback, ideas, and more. So let's connect on LinkedIn. My name is Sultan Simnali, or on Twitter, where I go by the name of Sultanology. The music you have heard is from bensound.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.